too hot in this car. I've forgotten how to drive it. I don't know. I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm getting on the freeway. I think that's how this starts. I managed to not screw up my sleep schedule entirely over the last week, but there's still something about having an alarm force you out of bed. It's just, it's disorienting. It's not great. It sucks. Now the alarm goes off and suddenly I'm like refreshed and ready to go. It's like, you know, it's like, hey, fucker, get up. Now. And I'm like, but fuck this. And it's like, no, for real though.
90s alternative and grunge. Sirius XM's Lithium.
And now it's super fucking raining. Started last night after being a pretty clear week during which I tried to stay indoors as much as possible. Now that I have to be out here in it, it's like, oh, by the way, fucking great, cool, alright. Awesome. See how this goes.
Ago, the Wall Street Journal reports with lower tariffs, Australia's cheese sales to China by value grew by 1 percentage point, while U.S. sales fell by 6%.
They failed.
In a recent letter, the National Milk Producers Federation asked President-elect Donald Trump to level the playing field, saying if the U.S. fails to keep pace with trade expansion in Southeast Asia and Europe, the U.S. industry could continue to fall further behind. While high tunnels for crops can help improve your plant health and vigor by extending the growing season and protect the crops from weather, the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Texas shares some considerations when planning a high tunnel.
Site selection is a key factor when, number one, planning how big the high tunnel will be. You need to know where your irrigation sources are going to be. You need to know what your planned rotation is or what crop you're going to be growing, whether that's an annually planted crop or a perennial crop, such as an orchard of some type. The irrigation, it needs to be close to some sort of irrigation source. You also need to look and see how big you're wanting to make them. If it's going to be a multi-base system or just a single-base system, you need to know what road direction, if it's going to be facing east and west or north and south.
Well,
you need to know about your prevailing winds and how you're going to ventilate the system. The soils have a major effect as where site selection is. Typically, you would want to pick your most productive soils that you have on your property. Basically, we're limited to anywhere where we can grow crops in the natural ground. The two primary types of high tunnels are the Gothic style and the Quonset style. the definitely big difference going between style. The Quonset and the Gothic style is typically the Gothic will give a little more space towards the edge, allowing for a taller person to walk closer to the edge and grow crops closer towards the edge, more so than a Quonset style structure.
And the NRCS reminds you to contact your local NRCS field office before purchasing or installing the high tunnel system. Meteorologist Tim Ross has a check of your weather forecast at 40 past the hour.
That's going to take up space.
Always be fresh now. Giving me the sign, so I gotta take a hit now. I hit you up like, do you wanna hang right now?
Cat ass cops that be getting niggas a gang of time, and now they wanna make a deal with me. Scoop me up and put me on their team and chill with me, and make my pockets bigger. They wanna meet with me tonight at 7 o'clock. So what's up, nigga? What you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
I got the gauge of Uzi and my motherfucking 22. So if you wanna blast, nigga, we can buck them. If we stick them, then we strap them. So fuck.
Yeah, make it all stop.
Cause it's 187 on my undercover car.
Yeah, make it all stop.
Cause it's 187 on my undercover car. 6:45 was the time on the clock when me and my homie bailed in the parking lot. The scene looked strange and it felt like a setup.
Bet not be, cause if it is, they get better.
Oh, here they come from the back and they lax. We checking for the gas, they strap. So what's up, Black?
Yeah, let's hit a deal. If it ain't up to what you feel, then grab your steel.
Right, so, what you motherfuckers gon' come anyway? If you ain't wantin' none of my grippers, you can say that shit.
Guess what they told me?
We give you 20 G's if you snitch on your homie. We put you in a home and make your life plush. Oh yeah, but you gotta sell dope for us. Let me think about it. Turn my back and grab my gat. And guess what I told you, boy, shot it. If you don't quit, yeah. If you don't stop, yeah. I'm letting my gat pop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah, if you don't stop.
Cause it's 187 on an undercover car.
Yeah.
Uncut classic hip hop.
It's Backspin.
Yeah, you old pussy ass, cake ass, punk ass, trick ass, suck ass, fuck ass. Dick it in my
food
ass, KY jelly packing ass. Nigga, get your bitch ass up off the street, nigga. You got 5 seconds to get your hating ass up out of here.
All right. Give me the full 5 seconds. I'll get my things to go.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not a sipping ass, pouring up ass, smoking ass, none of this stuff. I just, please, is the 5 seconds up yet? I need to go.
Now pull it up, nigga.
Dippin' on some scissor. 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 Dippin' on some scissor.
A pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope beans higher than the Goodyear pimp. We eat so many shrimp. I got iodine poisoning. Fuck niggas make me sick with all that tension and bargaining. You say that you a boss, I ain't believing that shit. You got the funny Geneva watch with the Ferrari kit. Take that monkey shit off, you embarrassing us. I got the red from Mr. C, thick orange and yellow dust. Hydrocold down on the hands free phone. The 84 bomb on the blaze, 20-inch palm. If you got 16, you can get a visor. I'm choking on that soda, sweet and sipping on that scissor.
Some niggas scared the flown it. Some niggas they want it. Some niggas they don't it. But I be fucked up a phony. But with the
mouth. Niggas all at the end. And plus there's some type of nigga. They brought on that and she cool with that. She popped up a pill of eggs, then drank on some more too. And just when you thought she was freaking, she done got super loose. Niggas coming back three and deuce all in circles like Dr. Goose. All in phony, can phone it. She on that X and the 2 $40 for just one ounce tossing eggs.
Better not tweet shit with his pussy ass. He called my phone tripping, so now I'm tripping. Fuck nigga, yada yada. Then I guess he got a little tired of typing and decided to record himself. So this is what this video sounded like.
Hey, Chris Brown, you a bitch, nigga. When I see you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, nigga. You think you hard because you hit Rihanna, nigga, because you beat Rihanna up, nigga? Do that shit to me, pussy ass, nigga. The fuck wrong with you, nigga? You gonna call my phone on FaceTime. Talking about some, oh, why you like Karrueche pictures on Instagram, man? Why you like Karrueche pictures on Instagram? When I see you, I'ma catch the fade. I'ma knock you out. I'ma run. Nigga, this Fruit Sound Prior Root, nigga. You ain't even good in the hood, nigga. We from the same hood, nigga. I'm bumped, and nigga, when I see you catching the fade, nigga, I'ma knock your bitch ass out, nigga. You got me fucked up, nigga. Officer Soldier Wet, bitch. I got caught with a Draco in the 30 Club, nigga. And I spit that check. Hey, Chris Brown, you a bitch, nigga. When I see you, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, nigga. You think you hard because you hit Rihanna?
Yo, better rock. I'm in a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yo, I know. The battery pack on Soulja Boy craziness. So Chris Brown, he ended up putting a video and he was saying how, yo, do not bring up Rihanna. He was 17 at the time. Now he's 27 and he'll beat him like a grown ass man. And then he ended it off with a challenge. This is what Chris Brown said.
Realistically, it's what, like the third day of New Year's and all that shit. Notice how nigga ain't post this shit, going out there loud and all doing all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna do all this motherfucking indicting and fucking snitching and shit. All this shit, you did all this shit just so I wouldn't whoop your ass. AB, we got that boxing gym. I give you 3 rounds, soldier, 3 minutes. 30 seconds when that adrenaline run out, you're gonna have to deal with that nigga that been training. So, we both know that you know what I do. I don't talk shit. This shit is beneath me. I'm gonna bring black people together. But you gotta get your ass whooped, my nigga. I'm gonna be real with you.
I like that. Hold up. Hold up.
All right, what's up?
He said in the boxing ring.
Okay.
Three rounds. You walk away, you know whether you shake hands or not, you square off. No putting guns on Instagram and threatening each other's lives over a FaceTime call. Three rounds.
Right. And let it go.
Man up.
I like that, too.
I like that. Three rounds. Sell tickets. Let the tickets go to a charity to benefit that hood y'all claiming.
Yeah. Set you claiming.
Whatever set you claiming. Go put some money back in that hood and build some programs for those kids to be educated and equipped.
Yeah, my Twitter was just going off, so I clicked on once Tracy started talking, and I'm like, Soulja Boy trending, and I clicked on, but it's Orlando Brown. And it didn't Tracy mention Orlando Brown's name early before because he put out the sex tape,
on
right?
Insta.
Wait, who is Orlando? From
That's
Buffalo
the Raven?
Raven.
Yup.
Yeah, but it's saying Orlando Brown now goes in on Soulja Boy. And I'm like, well, how did
get
you
in get on the fun, boy?
But Orlando wasn't, they got the That's So Raven remake coming, right?
He's not invited.
He's not in it?
Name ain't on the contract.
Oh, so he's just trying to, he making noise then. He got to get it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, now he chimed in on the Soulja Boy thing. I don't know what happened with that. You want to hear? All right.
Fuck
it. Yeah. Motherfucker! Oh, you shouldn't have did this shit. Oh, God. Motherfucker, don't you know? I know you've been watching every goddamn thing that's going on, nigga. Otherwise, you wouldn't be saying my motherfucking name. I'm the motherfucking Kang. I'm the greatest, you motherfucker.
Stop.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, all right.
Now, are we talking about the Soulja Boy that humps niggas like A-Rab? Let's see. Because I don't know, man. I don't know.
What's he doing?
You know, I'm not about to quarrel with a nigga that humps his homeboys. You hump your homeboys. Everybody knows you hump your niggas. Look at this shit.
Okay, now he's showing up.
Look at this shit.
What are we doing, man?
Sway was about to get.
I'm about to analyze this stuff. See, Heather? As soon as I get out, they want to bring me back in.
Oh, my God.
This is what I'm saying. When you unplug from rap and you come back, and the first day you're back, this is what you hear.
Oh, fucker!
You think you're in the middle of a living, an In Living Color parody about a rap.
Fucker!
I tried to explain to you a long time ago. For folks that don't understand what's going on, go watch Paris is Burning. Paris is Burning is a documentary on homosexual men.
Yeah.
And they have battles in different houses.
Yeah.
This is almost
a movie from the 90s. Yeah. They talk about the ballroom culture.
Yeah.
In the House of Ninja, House of Extravaganza.
House of Extravaganza.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it reminds me of...
Motherfucker!
Yeah, it reminds me of that, all the costumes and all the wears, because if you see how Orlando is dressed right now...
He has a picture.
He has a crown on.
Yes.
An extra
motherfucker.
Kumo D glasses. It's unbelievable.
Right.
He's trending. He got what he wanted.
Yeah, but this dude, he's known for like putting up like the most wild videos and shit, because he had a video of him and his, I guess now, ex-wife or girlfriend fighting, and then they actually get physical at the end of it while it's still recording. I mean, all he does is go in like, you broke, bitch, I made you, and I'm Orlando. It's just ignorant shit.
Paris is burning.
Paris is burning.
Shout out to Tweet Boogie and Danny P.
People gotta stop
it. Motherfucker!
My bad.
Tracy, listen.
Do I know, right?
My bad.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah.
Is there anything good?
There's nothing good ever, dude.
We talked about Mariah Carey and her team saying it was sabotage. That Clark Productions saying it wasn't. Mariah not being able to hit the note that was on the backtrack.
She had to be carried at his soundtrack.
I'll just listen. We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay.
Listen for the high note.
The high note is recorded. Pre-recorded.
We're missing some of those vocals, but it's
If she lip-synced, then I would have believed that she just hit the high note.
No, you can't.
You gotta call Brian.
Brian got nothing to prove. She's the one who recorded that recording.
how many years back?
Whatever, she did it. Congrats to Serena.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Tracy G could be reached easily.
Yeah, about tw-
Become all right, I feel caught up. Do the least I run this mother for ya.
Feel it.
Cena was a big Marky Mark fan. Probably about the right age to be. John Cena, kid from the Boston area, grew up seeing Mark Wahlberg, kid from the Boston area, grew up and start rapping, and then he was like, I'ma do that. Yo.
Donnie D's on the back up, truck free, so put the crack up, no need for speed, I'm anti, D-I-U-G-G-I-E, my
last song on side two is hot. Sorry guys, Koopa Stank is on.
talent with just a couple demos to his name, but I love everything that I'm hearing from him. He's definitely an artist so far that values his privacy. But we played a awesome track from him called Aurelia to start the show. Over the break, I started watching the new Netflix series, The OA, and it is very enjoyable. I'm about 3 episodes in, and there were some things that caught my attention. One was the credit of Zal Batmanjilo. That's Rostam's brother. And so anyway, Zal Batmanjilo, there it is. It's not the easiest last name to say, apologies. But yeah, he's a film director and screenwriter, and is one of the guys responsible for the OA. And it was cool to see in maybe about the 2nd or 3rd episode, Sharon Van Etten has made an appearance. She is one of the cast members. I love Sharon Van Etten. I've done a couple shows with her for MOKB Presents. So we're going to hear from her in this block. We'll hear from her 2014 album, Are We There? We'll hear the track Every Time the Sun Comes Up. It's a really beautiful track. Rostam, Zal's brother, helped out with the score for the OA, and he collaborated after leaving Vampire Weekend this year with Hamilton Lighthouser from The Walkmen on an album, and I really dig it. It was one of my favorites of 2016, so we're going to hear in a blackout one of the collaboration on the songs between those two.
Yeah.
And finally, a guy that I'm really excited about here in 2017, Timothy Showalter. He's a Indiana product. He's got a new album called Hard Love coming out on February 17th via Dead Oceans. We're going to hear a track from him called Radio Kids.
In Pittsburgh. Hope they never change since their voices are needed. Here's something off Revolution Radio. It's Still Breathing. Thanks for joining me here on Alt Nation.
I'm like a child looking off the horizon. I'm like a nebulous.
Shit, she
got a diaper. Meet me in the field behind the dynamo.
Services, including seminars discussing how to start and grow food businesses. To learn more, log on to lsuagcenter.com. I'm meteorologist Jim Ross. Has another check of your weather forecast coming up at 10 past the hour.
Touchdown, Green Bay!
For a thousand a night,
or a turkey on white, you can tell them we'll be there.
Radio. I got a new girlfriend, very brand new, actually, over the break.
Okay, so you brought her and their friends, and I guess we do have
there's
a
some guys that play. So I play football at Carolina, so my former teammates are in the city.
It was supposed to the bar.
Bye.
Original hip hop.
Music orientated, so when hip hop was originated,
backspin my G.
The mic.
Riding around the city in my red jeans. I got cheddar and I've been through whatever time. All of my niggas, we risk forever, ever die. I said we risk forever, ever die. Now that boy's out on the bell. Go yard on my slippers, make your shirt and belt. She eating that dick up like it's good for her health. I know she fucking with me cause I got some wealth. The kid finally hot, I'm trying to get these niggas to hell. But my wrist cold still. No ice alert, now my neck gon' chill. I say bitch, you know more, he know that I'm gon' kill. One hoes callin' running up my phone bill. I can't be smellin' like a pint of OG. No mean cold on me, feelin' hella cozy. Back in high school, that bitch act like she ain't know me. Now them diamonds in my Rollie told her how to blow me. Ride around the city in my ripped jeans. I got cheddar now, can do whatever time. Told all of my niggas we risk forever, ever time. I said we risk forever, ever time. Ride around the city in my ripped jeans. I got cheddar now.
I don't think ripped jeans are an effective hip-hop status symbol. I don't think you can be like, yeah, I got my ripped jeans. Like, all right, so?
That was a Hip-Hop Nation First Alert. Dice Soho, ripped jeans.
If you enjoyed that new song, let us know on Twitter, at Hip-Hop Nation.
Like tonight's gonna be one of them haze and kush nights. Yeah, I'm doing yak shots, avoiding the snapshots. I ain't trying to take flicks, looking for back shots. POLOM, box on with the hash guy. All from the sponsors, imagine what the cash got. You ain't promised tomorrow, this could be your last stop. Hit the dance floor, get on something with ass shots. And I ain't trying to front, nigga, but I can do whatever I want, nigga.
This is my party, this is my party, knocking like the host here. This is my party, I got all my folks here. This is my party.
Like a main thoroughfare through this fucking San Francisco.
Oh,
switching lanes to a buck with me.
That's right.
I can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't wanna bang with me.
Yeah.
And you know I brought my gang with me.
Okay.
Niggas trip, I got my thing with me.
Yo, ma, I got you stuck off the realness. The name Fabulous, you heard I be. And them trucks with the wheels list. And VIP with buckets and chill, Chris. Click, click, who the fuck wanna feel this? I still got them blocks moving. In a system in my truck that can make it feel like the clock's moving. On 6 4s with the wheels and the shots moving. When boys and
indeed, I am stuck off the realness. It's true.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
Hey guys, Phantoms here. This is a song of ours called Cocaine, and believe it or not, it's a cover of a song by Eric Clapton.
I do believe it, as I am familiar with the song.
We get corrected on that a lot, but you know what? Eric Clapton made it famous, so we say Eric Clapton. Enjoy Cocaine.
Don't do it. Enjoy it.
What?
If you wanna hang out, you gotta take a ride, cocaine. If you wanna get down on the ground, cocaine.
Everyone needed this. Everyone needed a fucking EDM cover of fucking cocaine. It's what the world's been missing. I get why you would want to have an EDM song about cocaine. Now there's this other fucking...
Just get stitches, villains wear eye patches. Mm-hmm.
Other and fucking song I want to hear.
For the next 8 seasons, yeah.
My so, library.
Anyway, there's a little bit of trivia about me story. Now, Paul, what we're going to do on this episode
break it down for me.
Is we are going to be counting down.
Can tell you it's nice.
I don't know that I believe you.
It gives you a lot of pleasure. Do you know the feeling when you fuck on cocaine?
No, but I once drank an energy drink and went to the bathroom. Is it like that?
Cocaine.
Feels like being stuck in a tunnel drinking a Rockstar Recovery. I'll pass. I'll pass.
Do you know the feeling when you fuck on cocaine?
You told me earlier.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Oh, yeah.
What?
This is how it feels to fuck on cocaine.
Especially.
Oh yeah.
This is kind of annoying. Tunnel. Someone I know, she spent a year away. She went away to London, and she was gone for like a year doing like a student exchange or whatever it was. And she came home, and we were hanging out, and she more or less, she was like, "Oh, have you heard this song? You just look for it. So I had to, like, get on the internet. She only knew the fuck on cocaine part. She's like, just find, just keep, and then, it was like 10 years ago, so a little longer than that, maybe, I don't know. And I found it, and she asked that it be played at full volume for a while. I don't think she was doing cocaine, at least not that night. I don't know if she was keeping it a secret of some sort. And if I remember correctly, the night ended with her, she ended up passing out on the sink. Like in the bathroom, on the countertop. was funny, take it as a one-off event. And I've had that MP3 in my collection ever since.
stop now and try to give it all up.
All the hits.
Short nigga, but my dick tall. When I took the bitch dog, only thug nigga band at the pitchfork. Dirty fan bitches wanna suck my dick off. Pop as any for a penny, get the hit floor. Run up in the shit raw. I got a girl, I ain't never got no fucking condom. If she call me, then that bitch, I'll be pissed off. Real nigga shit. Berkey be mobbing all day. Finally with Marty RJ. Then my niggas from back in the day. Taz ain't showing his face. He probably the one with the cake. Front the needle in his spray. Two shots to a bomb a clock man. Shove a wrench, let it go in your brain. Front then he coming your way. Better send me dump, dump, then he coming your way. Dump when the bomb man come. My youth throw up with me. Coop for the bad hoes. They all wanna come with me. You got a coop with a sad hoe. Cause she wanna come with me. Shove a wrench. Shove a wrench.
But my dick long. Stink puss, man, my dick soft. Probably bumping R. Kelly, sipping crystal. So you know the whole world getting pissed off. I don't really give a fuck if you pissed off. I just bought a mega lemon from the thrift store. Trade it for my gold chain and my pistol. Shoot a rocket, make a motherfucker lift off.
Life will be mobbing all day. With niggas that shopping that day. They chopping them choppers to handle my problems. Cause niggas be plotting these days. But that Rory kinda fast though. She told me pump my brakes. You stuck with a fat hoe. Stuff her face. To all of my Dominican girls, them. All of my Caribbean girls, them. All my West Indian girls, them. I done fucked a million girls, them. With a little ting-a-ling-a-ling. School bell a ring. Hit up with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Maybe run a train. Tell her that my niggas wanna bang. In a little brain. And she wanna hang with the gang. With a nigga name.
Shabba. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings. Like I'm Shabba ranks. Four gold chains. Like I'm Shabba ranks.
Week, but today be a new day. Motherfuckers like cavities. Cause a nigga be too fake. Walking this bitch with the new way. Looking like Liu Kang. With a blonde bitch, that one is Liu Kang. Did she get the Batman like Bruce Wayne? That's the Bruce. I be mobbing with the heat. Tell my whole body to get. I don't give a fuck what you see. My whole team like a parade. So we got bags of the heat. Illy be smoking all day. Me and Rock run trains on the hoe. He be like, bitch, don't touch my braids. Tabby's NBA. Putting producers in graves. Yim's got a bottle of Henny. Going straight to the face. Time has got a bad hoe. But she tryna come my way. But he got my last hoe. So shit, man, it's okay.
Shabba.
Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm Shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba ranks.
Shabba.
one time. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things that son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gonna body, this hood politics acknowledging. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee act up, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hot in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die with nines out, this is what nines is about, nigga. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need, niggas.
Stopped while this truck is blocking the street, backed up in an alley. Construction dudes down here, very frantically continuing, waving the sign at us, even though we are already stopped. But then this fucking bus on my right just keeps creeping. Like, dog, you're driving a bus. Like, fucking, keep some motherfuckers safe.
Everybody gotta die sometime.
The worst.
Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They boss, we boss. They rush, we rush. Let fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic.
And this alley is blocked the fuck up with cars. Now I'm waiting in a line to get into the garage. Man, fuck, this sucks.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath on one man. What I stand for speaks for itself. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns. I'm blasting because I'm a cool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Who'd you niggas? What you call an infinite brawl? Eternal souls clashing. War gets deep. Some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison. Yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would be killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sentence, diamonds are blinding. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now. All I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I ever need in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. One mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Yeah, let them know.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you. Without a strong rhyme to step to, think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your mess. From the microphone solo with, so you sit by the radio and on the dial soon as you hear it, pump up the volume, dance with the speaker till you hear it blow, then plug in a headphone cause hear it blow.
All right, now I'm driving into this alley.
Your body to dance. So
behind this cement truck that is backing up. So I'm just like getting headlights all in my face. This is real crazy. Backing the cement truck into it, like a relatively smallish spot for it. I'll say I'm impressed with this dude's fucking big ass truck driving abilities. Like that's some shit. Wait, he is now getting out of the car, and the cement truck is spinning, and I still can't get through. Doing here. Okay, alright. He's back in the truck now. Should I get up on the sidewalk and go around him? Or... okay, no, he's moving again. Alright. Trucks that are kissing in the back. They've made their butts touch. And now I'm here. Alright, I gotta go. I'll see you. Jesus. Fucked up out of here.